Iyad was a slave of the king Mahmud Ghaznavi, and he was a like ordinary person, but he had great qualities in him. The king recognized him, and the king brought him as a courtier of the king and over the kingdom, and also the king made him his favorite. So much so, in due time, he was in charge of the state treasury also. He had the keys of the state treasury. So the others became jealous of Iyad. He came from nowhere, and now he has got such a high position. He's so close to the king. The king makes him sit right next to him always and made him in charge of the state treasury. Jealousy is a thing that creeps into all people. So they told the king, you have got so much trust on Iyad, but you don't know what he does at night. He goes to the state treasury, he opens it, and he steals all money from there, all what is kept there. King said, Iyad can't be like that. I know him. They say, then let's put it to the test. We all will hide away and see middle of the night, see what he does. So they did that, and abad, middle of the night, he went, opened the state treasury, and who will go in, what will they do middle of the night there? So he say, you see? So he say, let us find out. So they went, checked up. Iyad had his old clothes when he was still a very poor person. His rags, torn and tattered rags, he kept it in the safe. And middle of the night he used to go take out the robes the king gave him to wear. The wonderful clothes he should put there. And remind himself, never forget of your bare-back condition. Today you are the king's favorite. You are in the robes of the people of the kingdom. But don't forget yours. So they said, you see, this is his condition. Also, well, another great lesson that we take from Iyad. On one occasion, the king took out his most precious gems and stones, diamonds, pearls, rubies, the most precious. And he told all his courtiers, all the ministers, that smash and break all these stones and these diamonds. They all couldn't. They withheld themselves. How can we break so valuable? The king's most valuable assets we must break. The king told Iyad, you break them. Immediately went and he broke them. So they all said, Iyad, you're a mad man that you broke it. So he says, what is more valuable, the stones or the command of the king? What is more valuable? The king told me to break it. So that his command is more valuable. There we don't use our logic and we don't use our thinking. If only we could understand this, then in all matters what is Allah's command, we won't see what is feasible. We won't see what is better to do. We won't use our logic. What Allah has said, we will accept it wholeheartedly. We'll verify, is it the command of Allah? When it is the command of Allah, and I've understood it correctly, we sacrifice everything. And we are taught that in the full namaz. In fact, from before namaz, when the Adhan Muadzin says four times, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, Allah's command is the greatest. That we should put in ourselves. When we start our salah, Allahu Akbar. And the Muadzin four times at the beginning, two times at the end. In other words, in every condition, every way, all four directions, all four seasons, Allah is the greatest. No matter what you go through, always remember Allah is the greatest. When we start our namaz, Allah sabse bare, Allah ka hukam sabse bara. Allah is the greatest, His command is the greatest.